Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith. I greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus and welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. As I was praying about what to share with you, the Lord led me to a subject that I believe is a very important and critical nature for us to understand our relationship with God and how much He desires our welfare and our blessing and our prosperity. You know, there's a phrase in the world, ignorance is bliss. And in some respects, if you look at that humorously, that may be true. But when it comes to spiritual matters, that's definitely not the case. Spiritual ignorance can bring destruction. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." And as you know, if you walk with the Lord any length of time, that God is a God of relationship. That in the beginning, God existed before He spoke the worlds into existence. And in that Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, there was perfect unity and harmony and love, and He was in need of nothing. He was totally self-fulfilled. But because of His very nature, and God, the Word of God defines God's nature, that He is love, He wanted to share who He was with that which He created. And so He not only created the physical world, but He created beings with which He could have fellowship. He created the angelic hierarchy. And then as the pages of our Bible open, we see that He created man in His very image and likeness. And so because God is a God of relationship, because that's so very important to Him. And you know, in today's society, people do not value relationships at all. It's all about me. Have you noticed that? Even unfortunately, sometimes in the household of faith, there's a little lack of honoring and respecting relationships that God has placed in existence. We see that in terms of marriage. Marriage is perhaps one of the most profound covenants that you can make before the Lord. And the divorce rate is so high among the unsaved as well as Christians. And so because God is a God of relationship, because that means so much to Him, relationship, that's it. When we say, make an offer of salvation to someone, would you like to be saved? Would you like to have a relationship with Jesus? Would you like to invite Him into your heart? Some of you have so often have heard the words, Christianity is not a religion, but it's a relationship with a person. But because relationship is so important, today as we begin the message that I'm sharing, A Better Covenant, and as we go on in succeeding days, I pray that you will get a better understanding of how much God values relationship with His people, how much He values relationship with you, because God does everything because of covenant. And as we go into the historical aspects of what it means to make a covenant, how you make a covenant, I think your heart will rejoice anew at the lengths and the extent to which God went to let His creation, let man know how serious, how committed He was to the relationship that He desires with us. When we're able, beloved, to understand covenants, and of course in understanding them, then we'll be able to appreciate the benefits. And when we do that, we'll be able to experience the blessing and the protection and the healings that are offered from our mighty God. Let me just share a passage of scripture found in Hebrews, the 8th chapter, and I'm going to read verses 6 through 12. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, speaking of Jesus, which was established upon better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. And of course, our very Bible is divided into what we call the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. Verse 8, for finding fault with them, he saith, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, and this is so beautiful, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. And of course, that can be extended to include all of his people, not according. And of course, this, you know, most scholars agree Paul probably wrote Hebrews, that salvation was extended not just to the Jews, but to every nation on the earth, every tribe, people, and tongue. Verse 9, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. For this, hallelujah, is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel, with my people after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Praise God. So let's take a look at a few passages in Scripture which illustrate the significance and the importance of covenant. If you recall the incident that's recorded in 1 Samuel 17, David and Goliath, what do we see here? Israel was in the midst of a war with the Philistines, and all the brave, valiant warriors of Israel trembled and quaked before their mighty warrior, Goliath, who was a giant. But what did David say? He said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he dares come against the army of the Lord? David here was talking about covenant. And while we in this realm and world in which we live right now don't have to face literal physical giants, there are many giants of opposition that we can experience in our lives. The giant of debt, or broken health, or broken relationships, or fear, negative attitudes regarding self, all the things that would prevent us from possessing our Canaan, moving into the promises of God, we have to kill them in our spiritual walk. And I believe as you listen and understand the beauties of covenant, that you will have the faith to be able to do that. David came against Goliath in the name of the Lord of hosts. That word there for the Lord is Jehovah Sabaoth. It's a military title, meaning commander-in-chief, general, captain of the hosts. The God of David, praise God, hallelujah, is a warrior. Now, if you walk with the Lord in length of time, I don't have to convince you how the devil tries to harass God's people. He tries to convince us, excuse me, of how powerful he is. He goes about as a roaring lion, but as some have said, without any teeth. So he does two things in our lives. First of all, he accuses us. He's the accuser of the brethren. And he can do this through the flesh of brothers and sisters in Christ. He can accuse us through our own conscience and guilt, past sins, things that we have done. And then if that should fail, he uses another method, which is deception. He doesn't have a lot of tricks in his bag because they have been extremely successful over the centuries. He doesn't need any new ones. We just have to be not ignorant of his devices. So he's an accuser and he's a deceiver. He was a liar from the beginning, Jesus said. But what happens when we come to the Lord? When we are born again, when we're saved, we actually cut a covenant with the Father through the shed blood of Jesus. And the communion meal that we celebrate is a symbol of that covenant. And I think you'll be fascinated and thrilled to hear how God used the typology of a covenant to demonstrate the formality, the seriousness of His desire toward us. Let me share with you the definition of covenant. By definition, it is a formal, solemn, binding agreement. It's a written agreement between two parties, especially for the performance of some action. And of course, we do have a written agreement, and that is the very Word of God, the Bible, where God moved upon holy men of old through the Holy Spirit, and using their own personality, their own way of expression, He put down His Word, His will. He described His nature, who He was, and how much He cares for man. In fact, even as He had created Adam and Eve, He knew a time was coming when they would fail, when they would sin, and He already provided a resolution for that before the foundation of the world, and that is found in Jesus, His only begotten Son, pre-existent with the Father, but begotten into the very flesh of mortal man. Praise God. What a mystery, what a marvelous, tremendous thing that I don't know that we can ever fail. We'll never be able to thank God enough through all the eons of eternity. Well, my time has come to an end, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I thank you for joining me. And for those of you who have listened, you know that I always, and if you're a new listener, if you need someone to stand with you in prayer, there's power in agreeing prayer. The Bible tells us that. And there may be some things you're not able to share comfortably with anyone else. Know that I will personally pray for you. I do over every letter that comes in, whether you send an offering or not, whether you choose to email, I will always confirm receipt of the email and pray. However, if you want a more extensive ministry, I invite you to include your mailing address in that email, because that is the primary ministry, so the ministry of correspondence. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you, and I pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,